if you're going to put Ben Chiarot back in your lineup, what will cause you to do that?
An opportunity. If he goes back in. His play wasn't where we had hoped it would be, and that was the reason that he came out. And he'll get an opportunity to go back in to get back to where we think he should be.
How do you read what the right time to have someone like that out is? Is every case different? Or do you have a rule of thumb yourself?
No, it's not about the player out ever, really. I mean, the guy that's in the lineup, whether it's a forward, a D, or a goaltender, has the opportunity to stay in the lineup. And what you want is the player that's going in not to feel like if he makes one mistake, he's coming out, because they happen. And you can always point and say, that guy's made the same mistake that I have, but he's in the lineup. And the answer has to be, but what good have you done? You know, where have you excelled? Have you done enough good to offset the mistakes that get made in every NHL game? So you don't want that fear. You want the urgency that it brings, but you don't want the player afraid to play the game. You want them to be too. I think this is true of younger players. They, at some point, learn the value of that opportunity. But the getting back into the lineup isn't just a given all the time, regardless of how they play. And once they sense that value and there's that urgency, I got to play, I got to do more than just get out there and survive. That's what we're hoping for.
Early in the season, you said you were adding some things into your game to help create some more offense.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how far that goes to explaining the defensive struggles to this point.
Yeah, I would think it has a handle on it. You know, we liked the offensive part of our game, and even in terms of volume of goals, we go on the road last trip, score 3 each night on the road, which should be enough to win you 2 games anyway. But we would push for that. I don't think we cheated for it. So there weren't guys hanging behind the play. There was a little bit too much risk possibly in the game, but we were pushing for it rather than cheating for it. Maybe some simplicity came out of our game, which made our reads more difficult.
So have you taken some of that stuff out?
Tried to refine when we use it a little bit more. But it's not every time we touch the puck.
Can a team have a collective letdown? And I'm thinking, you know, last year was kind of a perfect storm of a buildup of this 3-4 years pressure to get in.
Right.
And everything kind of came together, learning your system and getting it all down pat. And can a team then have a collective exhale and a letdown? And does that help explain what's happening now?
So, no, I don't think it's an exhale at all. I think there now is a completely different kind of pressure and expectation. And maybe a little forgetfulness that we weren't winning 5-0 every night. You know, there were a lot of, now, you know, you're in a 2-1 game last year, and the expectation's a little different. Grinding it out is fine. Just scratching and clawing is fine. And the next year, that 2-1 game doesn't feel quite as good. We should be up 4-2. And I'm guilty of it, too. We're 8-4-2, and I'm trying to figure out why we're not 10-2-2. You know, you're always pushing for more. Be careful about how high you raise that bar too quickly. But I don't think it's an exhale or a letdown. I think it's every year each team has to find the game that they're good at. I believe we're starting to see some, over our last 7 games, we're starting to see that come back into our game.
There's all kinds of chatter about a trade out there, and I know players learn to block that stuff out. When it involves a team leader and a guy as popular as Dustin Byfuglien, can it creep in?
I don't think it does in our room. It is, you're talking about a real unusual circumstance. I think it's almost, it's created from another place. Player wants, Travis Hamonic wants out. We're a Western team. It's his hometown, so we're the first place that, and I understand the media has it. I mean, what else do you have to do but figure out how this would work? So we're going to take a list of guys that would make it work, and we're going to decide all of them should or could be traded. I don't think that it gets into your room. I do think at times it can affect the families of those players more than the player themselves. And it's far, far easier to deal with that than the other situation if you got a guy in your room that's made it known he'd like to play somewhere else. I think this one's mine.